T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, it is a very good evening to you and IUB at 6:30 and 25 seconds to go right along with it on a Wednesday evening on your fan, New York City. Steve Summers here, you there. Peter Hoffman, Mark Wishnia, there on the other side of the glass, and the 1-877-337-6666 for about a 3-hour schmooze. Right up until the Yankee pregame show, 9:25, right here on your fan, New York City. And, of course, it is on this Wednesday for both the Metropolitan fan and the fan of the New York Yankees, the yawning of a new day. Late last night, you were watching, weren't you? The game 3,000 miles away began on a playing field of molasses with everybody moving in slow motion. And it seemed that every pitch was under further review. You were the Yankee fan that you are. You were anxious, and your nerves were on edge, and you knew this wasn't a must game. But tell that to your central nervous system. The Yankees hadn't been looking good. Everybody knows from that sleepy, sorry, sloppy, and sad coming off that 3-4 homestand. Coming off the night before. Looking out of sorts, out of order, out of place, and somewhere described as Oakland. Where there is no there. And nowhere of late could you find the New York Yankees you, the Yankee fan, remember? Those Yankees that were healthy and hearty, building that 30 games over 500 record. The game last night had the late start, and you know who you are, the Yankee fan. You couldn't give in to work or school the next morning. You were not going to worry about that. No, you would have to watch until the final out last night into this morning, even if that final out came with roosters rising before the end of the game. It was getting late early, wasn't it? And you, the Yankee fan, hoping it wasn't too late for a team giving up another run in that first inning. For 5 innings, you were waiting for the Yankees to reach base without a miscue from an Oakland A, and the Yankees could not take advantage. The Yankees, your Yankees, they would follow an error by them with the double play, rinse and repeat. Oh, my God. You, the Yankee fan, you had to be wondering, where have I seen this before? Deja vu from Saturday against Detroit, 5 1/3 of no hits. And again, this time around, 5 2/3. And then, hallelujah, a base hit from Torres, followed by Torres picked off, ticking you off. Still only 1-0, and you know this as well as anyone. 1 is the loneliest number when you don't have it. But here was the lucky 7th inning, and here was a familiar face unable to find a plate. And a run was in, the bases were still loaded, and nobody was out for Andujar, Sanchez, and yes, Walker. And bases loaded, no outs, was now bases loaded and 3 outs. And maybe it was getting late for you, but at 1-1, no way you were hitting the sack. Because at 1-1, hitting the sack was definitely out of the question. Not when you, the Yankee fan, needed a hit from somebody, the sooner the better. Certainly before the moon was going to be morphing into the sun. And then it happened, didn't it? Nobody misses. Not a single Yankee fan. I can say this unequivocally so. Not a single Yankee fan misses Shreve or Gallegos. They were traded away for a player with a name and future considerations, and you knew more about future considerations than this 27-year-old from Wildwood, Missouri, and the Cardinals farm system. You were hoping, and you are hoping, he isn't related to Shane Spencer or Kevin Moss. If he is the real deal, bye-bye, Birdie. You're the Yankee fan. You are the Yankee fan, and maybe he becomes the latest to author his own Gospel of Luke. You're the Yankee fan, and you're hoping he develops into a very cool hand and batting eye Luke. You're the Yankee fan, and you're hoping the career can match with the numbers another Luke with the last name Appling. Right now, with 7 homers in his last 12 games, with homers in 3 straight games, he is feeling the power. He is feeling the power, becoming a force, and has to feel like he is living on cloud 9. Right up there with the Skywalker himself.
Now the Force is what gives the Jedi his power.
I know I can hit. It's nice to finally get some at-bats, and you know, everything felt great. So it was fun and exciting, and it makes baseball so fun, man. And I'm having a great time with these guys.
Use the Force, Luke.
Long drive to right. That ball is high. It is far. It is gone. Over the grandstand. Cool hand, Luke.
What we've got here is...
The pitch to Voight. Swung on and hit in the air to right center. Back goes Canna on the track, and it is gone!
I'm having so much fun. These guys, you know, are it's a great group of guys.
Luke Voight ties the game with a 2-run home run in the left center field seats. His first Yankee home run.
Obviously, I mean, the power speaks for itself, and he's thrown up quality at bats, which, you know, makes you believe that he can really maintain this.
Use the Force, Luke.
Gone! In Monument Park. By Luke Voight.
Some man you just can't reach.
You know what? We're up for every challenge, and, you know, luckily we stayed with our approach, and, you know, good things happen later on, and we, you know, it was a big win for us.
Which is the way he wants it. Well, he gets it.
There it goes deep left. It is high. It is far. It is gone. Luke Voight. Cool hand Luke fills the void. He homers to deep left, a no doubt about it job, and the Yankees take a 2-1 lead.
You know, we all just kind of smile because we're waiting to see what kind of antics he might have when he's running around the bases, or if he's gonna, you know, leap and get the crowd going. Whatever he does, we like to watch the reaction. He plays the game. He plays the game with a lot of joy.
I'm having a blast. I'm sure you guys can tell by my smile, but you know, I love playing this game, and you know, I'm having fun with a bunch of these guys, so it's good times.
The Force will be with you. Always.
And he is batting number 6 tonight. Some Yankee fans might say so cynically, I'm surprised he's in the lineup. What is it? Here is with the Yankee lineup, and you, if you don't know, now you will. Gardner leading off, Stanton number 2 DHing. McCutchen. And he is batting number 3 in right field. Hicks will be a cleanup in center. Sanchez batting number 5. Luke. Voight will be at first base. Then Walker at third base. Echeverria is starting in shortstop. And Torres, who along with Andujar, who is not in the lineup tonight, obviously, Andujar and Torres have carried the team, but Torres batting number 9 tonight and playing second base. We'll take a break. We'll get you to some business. And later on, by the way, Dan O'Dowd. He is with the Major League Baseball Network, spent years with the Indians and the Orioles, and was the general manager for a number of years old. So he's 100 years old already. And he spent a number of years as GM of the Colorado Rockettes. Now with the Major League Baseball Network, we'll go around the horn with him a little bit later on in the program.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.